想问大家一个问题。
Like to ask you one question.
就是呢，以下四个教会有什么共同的地方？就是罗马教会、以弗所教会、腓立比教会跟哥林多教会有什么共同的地方？
There is what are the similarities between all these four churches, the Roman churches, the Ephesian church, the Corinthian church, and the Philippian church?
有没有人想到啊
？Anyone can think of that?
都是保罗的什么？不一定是保罗建立的，罗马教会不是他建立的。
Actually, the one thought is it all started by Paul, but actually, the church in Rome was not started by Paul.
有什么共同的地方？可能太明显了哈。
Maybe it's too obvious.
哈？外邦人的教会也是对的。
It's all churches made up of Gentiles. Yeah, in a certain sense, it's correct.
如果你看这四本书的时候呢，你会发觉他们教会都面对一个合一的问题。
But if you look at all four books, then you see that all four churches face one problem is regarding unity.
其实这个合一的问题呢，是可以说是有从前到现在我们教会一直面对的。
You may say that the issue of unity is something that have been faced by churches from back then to today.
主要的原因呢，就是因为我们的来自不同的背景啊。
The key reason is that perhaps we came from comes with different background.
你看我们教会，我们有人是从中国大陆来的，从香港，从台湾来的。
You see, within our church, there are some from mainland China, there are some from Hong Kong, there are some from Taiwan.
有些从美国来的。
And some from the United States.
有一些呢是我们还没来之前呢已经信耶稣，有一些人呢是来到这边才信耶稣。
There are some that actually had become Christian before we come, and some actually arrived in our church and then became Christian.
有些人呢是在教会里面长大，有些人呢是在查经班里面长大。
And some actually grew up in a church-like setting, and some in a more of a Bible study group.
我们呢有人信主很多年，有人刚刚信主。
Yeah, some that have been a Christian for many years, and some new Christians.
我们因为我们的背景呢，会影响我们对圣经的了解。
Our background would greatly affect our interpretation of the Bible.
那我问大家一个问题：有多少人觉得呢，基督徒可以抽烟的
？Let me ask you a question: How many of you think that Christians can smoke?
赞同的OK。OK， 有一个，有两个哈。
A few of us。
那我们大部分人呢，想起基督徒呢，都可能你会想到呢，都不应该抽烟哈。
那 most of us, if you think about Christians, should not be smoking。
但是如果你去过南部的美国南部的一些教会，你就会发现呢，他们教会门前就有这些烟灰缸。
You see that if you go to a church in the south, right in front of the church there are ashtrays.
还有呢，美国有一个很出名的神学家叫 Mason， 他你叫他怎么形容快乐
？And there's one theologian called Mason. Oh, Mason. Do you ask him what does it mean by being to have the joy?
他说呢，就是一群呢。Princeton 的教授坐在一起，拿着学家一起抽烟的时候呢，交通就是最快乐。
So he'll tell you that a bunch of Princeton professors, if they sit around together smoking cigar, and that is the happiest time.
你叫他是大概是50到100年前的人呢
？And this is about 50 or 100 years ago.
这些人呢，这些基督徒他都不知道，香烟对我们身体的损害跟好像会影响我们的影响。
And that time they didn't realize the severity that actually smoking can do to our health.
所以呢，很多出名的牧师基督徒呢，好像C.S. Lewis 啊 ，Spurgeon 呢，他们都是有抽烟的习惯的。
So there's a lot of famous theologians like C.S. Lewis or Spurgeon. They all have the habit of smoking.
Because their background, 没有我们现在的了解, 所以呢，他们也没有我们的顾忌。
Because their background did not allow them to understand all this information, have all this information, and therefore they were not concerned about it either.
所以呢，如果你去过不同的教会。 不同，特别就是不同国家的教会，那么你就发觉了，我们在很多形式上面有很多不同的了解。
So if you actually have gone to many churches, like a lot of churches in different countries, you see that the interpretation of after what or not to do certain thing would be different.
好像呢，喝酒的对喝酒的了解啊，穿衣服的了解啊，打麻将的了解啊，音乐啦，准时啊，这些不同的地方的基督徒，他们都有不同的了解。
So the different churches have interpreted different things differently, like smoking and also playing mahjong. Different activities like that, they all see it differently.
所以当我们弟兄姊妹在同一个教会里面，我们有不同的领受的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
So when we're in the same church, we view things differently. What should we do?
只是保罗呢，在罗马书14章第一节到15章的13节呢，就是解决这个问题。
So Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 14 to chapter 15 to verse 15, verse 13, chapter 15, verse 13, actually explain a lot about this.
所以呢，就教我们教会怎么可以合一。
So address that so that we learn how to be have the unity within the church.
所以呢，我们现在呢，今天就是看第一段，就是14章的1到12节。
So we're looking look at the first portion this morning, the chapter 14, the first section.
我们要了解这段圣经的时候，我们要了解这个背景呢。
So when we look at the scripture, we need to understand the background.
保罗呢，在14章第2节讲到了赤肉不赤肉的问题。
In the, chapter 14, verse 2, Paul addressed the whole issue whether or not to eat meat or not eat meat.
第五节呢，讲到了就是守日的问题。
The verse 5 actually talking about how to view Sabbath.
21节呢，讲到了喝酒的问题。
And verse 21 talk about the whole issue of drinking alcohol.
所以呢，我们猜想呢，就是罗马教会呢，就是有一部分是犹太的基督徒，有一部分呢是外邦人的基督徒。
So we can actually extrapolate that actually the portion of the Christians are Jews and this portion of that is Gentiles.
那么呢，他们在他们的好像在饮食啊，在看不同的日子的领受呢是不同啊。
So their interpretation about eating and drinking and also view certain days are different.
特别呢，在耶稣时代的犹太人呢，他们呢。 觉得怎么样才是一个真正的犹太人呢？
So and also the period during the Jesus time, they see what it really truly means by being a Jew.
他说呢，有三样事情呢，如果你做这三样事情呢，你才是一个真正的犹太人。
They view that actually you have to do the three things first before you are true Jews.
就是呢，你要守割礼。
And that is you have to have be circumcised.
你要守安息日,
then you have to observe the Sabbath.
还有呢，你在你的饮食上面呢，你要遵守旧约的教训。
So and also in your diet, you have to follow the Old Testament guidelines.
那么这些犹太人呢，虽然他们信了耶稣以后呢，这些了解还是很对他来说很重要啊。
So the Jews, even after they accepted the faith, they still view these observations are very important.
但是外邦的弟兄姊妹，外邦人的弟兄姊妹，他们就没有这个背景。
So, but the Gentiles, the Christians, they did not have that background.
所以你可以想象得到呢, 当时的罗马教会, 如果他们有一个 potluck, 就是一个很紧张的一件事情。
So you can actually just imagine if they had a potluck, it gets to be very troublesome.
所以保罗就要解决一个问题, 就是呢, 当我们弟兄姊妹有不同的领受的时候, 我们当怎么反应?
So Paul wants to address this issue. If brothers and sisters have different view on things, what do we do?
所以我们先来看我们的原则。
So let's take a look at the first our principles.
保罗呢，在简单来说，保罗在第一节来告诉我们，就是当我们面对大家领受不同的时候，我们要用理性去接纳对方。
So Paul actually put out this principle and say, if there are differences in interpretation, we have to accept with understanding.
第一节说，信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
So in verse 1 it says, accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters.
你有没有发觉呢，当我们跟人家意见不同的时候呢，我们通常的做法是怎么样？
If you have different views with other people, what would you normally do?
我们就是跟他讨论咯。
We actually would have a discussion with them.
我们就尝试去说服对方，希望呢他们看见呢我的立场是对的，他们的立场是错的。
So we would try to persuade the other party that what I see is correct and what their interpretation is incorrect.
然后呢，我们就希望对方最后呢就赞同我们的看法。So
we want to try to talk over the other people, so that they would agree with us.
但是很多时候这个讨论呢就变成一个争论。So
a lot of times this discussion become a debate.
争论呢就变成好像第三节讲到呢，我们的反应呢就是轻看对方。
So it gets to be this sort of debate to the point that we actually look down on the other person.
就觉得呢，他们是好像没有学习的，没有价值的，他们的意见。
So we will actually make them look like they're uneducated, that they don't do what they have has no value.
我们很多时候呢，会好像笑对方啊，用一个方法，怎么轻看他的，就是好像笑他们一样。
So to the point that actually we might even ridicule them.
比方说，我跟你的对音乐的看法不一样的时候。
For example, I have a different view compared with you in regard to music.
我可以说，你们在为海昌生命生死啊。
You might say that your church still use the hymn of life.
哇，我们这一边只是在为如今没有了。
We actually don't have that anymore.
其实化解呢，我们会好像呢，第三节讲到的就是我们论断对方。And
it's just like in what says in the verse 3, in a way we pass judgment on the other.
论断这个字呢，就好像你站在一个法官的地位去判这个案一样。
So to actually, it's almost like you become a judge and adjudicate the other person.
所以当时犹太人呢，他可能说，你们外邦人什么都吃，你们就是这些爱世界的，不爱神的人。So
the Jewish people might say, they actually laugh at these Gentiles, say, you eat everything, you love the world, and you don't love God.
保罗提醒我们，当我们意见不一样的时候，不要轻看对方，不要论断对方。
Paul teaches that when we actually abuse a different, don't look down on the other person and don't pass judgment on them.
因为如果你了解对方为什么做这个事情的时候，你就可以接纳对方。
If you actually see that how the other person's view things, you may be able to accept them.
好像呢，保罗在第六节里面讲到，其实呢，两个，无论他是犹太人是外邦人的弟兄姐妹，他们简直做，只是都是为了神。And
you see the verse 6, whatever they're doing is actually all for the Lord.
只是他们表达的方法不一样。
It's just the way they observe it is different.
我还没来这个教会之前呢，去参加一个教会叫All Nations Baptist Church.
Before I came to this church, I came to a church called All Nation Church.
他们呢，也是好像这个教会，其实是同一年开始的。
And their church is just like this church. They actually all started, both started in the same year.
那么呢，我们的牧师 Pastor Jason 呢，就跟我们侍奉的弟兄讨论一个问题。
Pastor that back that time, it's Pastor Jason and actually talked to brother and sister about this following subject.
就是呢，我们侍奉的、崇拜侍奉的弟兄，我们要穿什么衣服呢？
And that is the ones who actually worship. You know what kind of clothing should he or she wear?
你知道啊？那 Pastor Jason 是美国长大的基督徒。
You see, Pastor Jason is someone who grew up in the U.S.
我是在香港信主的基督徒。
I actually accepted the Lord in Hong Kong and quickly became a Christian.
另外一个弟兄 Henry 在非洲来的基督徒。
Another Christian is actually Henry from Africa.
我们都三个人都同意了，我们要穿整齐的衣服。
And we all agree that we all should be wearing the tidy clothing.
但是整齐这个定义呢，在我们不同文化里面呢，就有不同的表达的方法。
And actually, being tidy, in different culture, may mean different things.
Pastor Jason 的意思，整齐的就是穿西装打领带。
And the definition of Pastor Jason is actually you wear a suit and you wear a tie.
Henry 的定义呢，就是穿传统非洲民族的衣服。
And Henry's definition is actually wearing the traditional African clothing.
我从香港来的，我整齐的定义就是干净的衣服。
From Hong Kong, then my definition being tidy is just clean clothing.
所以我们三个人坐下来讨论这个问题的时候，最后的结论是怎么样呢？
So when we all three sat down and talk about this, what's the final conclusion?
就是我们没有说你一定要穿什么。
We didn't say what kind of clothing you gotta wear.
我们只是说，好像你去参加人家婚礼或者丧礼的时候，你穿什么衣服，那么你崇拜的时候也穿什么衣服。
So whatever you're gonna wear to someone's wedding or funeral, that's what you're gonna wear.
那么呢，结果呢 ，Henry 他就穿他非洲来的传统的衣服了。
So Henry would wear something that actually came from the traditional African clothing.
我选择了穿西装打领带。
I chose to wear a suit and wear a tie.
但是我们彼此了解，我们是同一个态度的，就是我们尊重神，所以我们这样子穿。
We both have the same attitude, and it's we respect the Lord, and therefore this is what we're going to wear.
保罗要求呢，我们呢要用理解去接纳对方。Accept with understanding.
Okay, so we actually, Paul's want us to actually accept others with understanding.
原因是什么呢？我们就看第三节他告诉我们。
What's the reason? If you look at verse 3, that tell us.
他是告诉我们，认为神呢已经受纳他们了。
They would tell us it's actually because God has already accepted us.
那如果你看第一到第三节的时候呢，你会发觉一件事情。
If you look at verse 1 to verse 3, you'll discover one thing.
保罗呢，清洁些只吃素菜的人呢，是软弱的人。
Paul addressed the ones who are actually eating vegetables as someone who's weak.
其实他这样子称呼他们呢，是告诉我们呢，保罗是比他是认同外邦弟兄姊妹的立场的。
So by saying that, actually, Paul in a way tried to identify with them, the ones who are Gentiles.
他的意思就是，其实这些。外邦的弟兄姊妹呢，他是明白在基督耶稣里面的自由，这个是正确的一个解释圣经的方法。
So what he sees is that they understand this viewpoint that ought to be in Christian in the church, And that's an accurate way of viewing it.
但是呢，保罗当他谈论到合一的问题的时候呢，他都觉得其实合一彼此这件事情是对是错呢，是更重要。
So, but when Paul talked about unity, he actually viewed that as far more important.
他不是说这件事情没有对错，他只是说合一彼此，对错是更重要。
It's actually Paul viewed that actually unity is far more important than trying to decide what is right and wrong.
还有一件事情呢，你看，保罗讲到接纳对方的原因呢，就是因为神已经受纳他。
And Paul also talked about the reason why you want to accept other people is because God had already accepted you.
这个就成为了我们面对这些争论性的题目的时候的一个界限了。
So this becomes the standard by which actually when you actually talk about these different issues.
什么时候你要坚持你的立场呢？
When do you actually want to actually hang on to your viewpoint?
什么时候你可以呢去接纳对方不同的意见呢？
When do you actually can accept the other people's opinion?
其实就是你看神有没有接纳这个人。
And that is God, whether or not God has accepted this person.
因为接纳这个字呢，其实的意思不单只是欢迎呢，它其实就是让他成为我们的一份子。
The whole idea is actually not only accepted, but you also allow the person to become one of them.
所以什么事情是我们可以说你可以成为我们教会的一份子？
So when do you say that you can actually become part of our church?
就是当神也接纳他。
And that is when God also accepted them.
神接纳什么人呢？
What kind of people would God accept?
就是接纳这些相信福音的人。
And that is the ones who has accepted the, received the gospel.
所以如果这个题目争论的题目是跟福音是有关系的时候，那么我们就必须要坚持我们的立场。
So if this topic, whatever we are arguing, is actually has to do with the gospel, then we would actually have to stand on a firm ground.
这个其实我这个也是新约里面的例子。
And this is also an example that we see in the New Testament.
好像呢，保罗在加拉太书里面，他会很强力的反对这些在咒得咒的方法上面不同的人。
So, and it's also because, in a way, in the book of Colossians, actually, Paul is against how other people would be received as become Christian.
所以呢，基本上呢有三，你可以说一般呢跟福音有关系的，通常是有三类型的问题。
So anything that relates to the gospel, there's certainly typically three different categories.
第一就是耶稣是谁。
And that first one is who is Jesus.
第二呢就是你怎么得救。
And the second is how do you become, how do you receive the salvation.
第三呢就是我们信仰的权威。
And that is the third one is the authority by which we can receive the Lord.
所以呢，如果你这三样事情呢，跟圣经不一样的时候呢，这个就没有妥协的余地了。
So if these three things does not go according to the Bible, there is no room for argument.
但是呢，好像其他的，好像保罗在这边立出的日子，好像你吃什么啦，你看哪一天是重要啦，好像我们现代的例子就是音乐啦。这些呢就是我们是可以接纳不同意见的人的。
So examples like you know, what you eat in the past, and also what, for example, what kind of music we listen today, there are actually a lot of room for discussion.
保罗说呢，这些事情合一跟这个事情的对错是比起来呢，合一是更重要。
So Paul, actually, his viewpoint is when you actually talk about these things versus unity, unity is by far more important.
所以呢，从第四到十二节呢，保罗就告诉我们，我们要实行出来 practice 的时候呢，我们当怎么做呢？
So, So in verse 1 through 12, Paul tells us when we actually practice, what do we do?
首先呢，第一点呢，是在第四节里面，简直解释就是，我们不要用自己的领受去批评其他的弟兄姊妹。
The first point is actually we can see in verse 4 is that we don't impose our own conviction to other people.
第四节呢，他说你是谁？仅论断别人的仆人，他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
In verse 4 it says, Who are you to pass judgment on the servant or another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
保罗的意思就是，你不是他的主人，你就不可以论断他。
Paul's idea is, you are not his master, and therefore you cannot judge him.
你也不可以用自己的标准去，好像去审判他。
And you cannot use your own standard to pass judgment on him.
我举一个例子，好像有一些弟兄姊妹呢，他看灵修，是很重要。
And for example, some brothers and sisters view devotion is very important.
他们觉得呢，每一天太阳还没出来呢，就应该灵修。
And they see that every day before the sun rises, you need to be having your devotion.
他说了很多。成熟的基督徒、出名的牧师，他们都是这样子做。
And they still point to a lot of famous theologians or pastors. They this is what they do.
还有呢，他比喻呢，灵兽就好像以色列人吃马拿一样的。那么你去收拾马拿的时候呢，必须要在太阳还没出来，你就要去收嘛。所以你灵兽也是一样的。
They equate actually the having devotion is like the Israelites collecting manna, and before the sun rises, you got to go out and collect that.
那如果这个是神给你的灵兽，我这个就是你的灵兽啊。
If this is something that God revealed to you, and that is your own revelation,
这个是但是你不可以，因为人家好像 OK， 我有人是喜欢在晚上才灵修的，你就轻看他，我们不应该是这样子。
And for example, if someone have the prefer to have the devotion in the evening, you cannot pass judgment on them.
第二个，保罗呢告诉我们，我们实行上面呢，要注意的就是个人呢必须坚持自己的领受。
And the second point is actually everyone should be fully convinced in your own mind.
第五节呢，他保罗讲到了有人看节日比哪日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。
In verse 5, that one person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all day alike. Each one should be fully convinced his own mind.
其实呢，我们都很容易给人呢去影响的。
And actually, we can be easily influenced by other people.
就是当人家的好像做的习惯不一样的时候，在你旁边的时候呢，所以呢，你我们会好像有压力底下呢，就学别人怎么做事情。
And actually, if someone does things a little differently, we may be slightly under influence and be pressured in doing the same way.
好像呢，有些人呢祷告的时候呢，就是他们会很有感情的，他们会别人祷告的时候，他也会去阿门，很大声的这样子讲。
And for example, someone would be when they pray, they would be full of emotion. When someone else pray, they would also echo by saying Amen.
有些人呢是很安静的。
And some would prefer to be very quiet.
有些人唱诗的时候呢，他们也是会手舞足动，就是这样子去表现他们对神的赞美。
And someone actually maybe during this hymn singing, they would actually use their hands and actually express themselves during the singing.
但是有些人呢就是很沉默。
And, but some actually would be very quiet and solemn.
有些人呢听到的时候，特别我去过美国人教会讲道的时候呢，他们听到也是很大声，好像他们觉得这句话 很同意，他们会坐下来，下面呢大声的说阿门。
And actually, you know, I've been to some American churches, and some people would actually, when they hear the message, the sermon, they would be sitting there and yell out, "Amen."
但是有些教会就是好像我们教会很安静的。
But some churches would be like our churches, pretty quiet.
那我们不需要批评对方。
We don't need to pass judgment on them.
我们也不需要因为人家跟我们的领受不同的时候呢，我们就假装好像他们一样。
And we don't need to, if our revelation is a little different, we don't need to follow and pretend to be like them.
我们圣经要求我们呢，我们必须要意见坚定。
The scripture tells us actually, we ought to be fully convinced in our own mind.
原因就是呢，为什么你要这个 conviction 呢？这个领受啊，就是因为你对神、对圣经的了解，所以你有这个表现呢。
So why do you need to be fully convinced in your mind? Because you actually need, you understand the scripture, and therefore, this is how you view things.
所以呢，所以你我们不需要好像去模仿别人。如果你根本上不明白，也不同意他们的做法。
So if you don't agree and actually you don't understand what they do, you don't need to imitate them.
最主要的就是神给你的了解是什么，我们就怎么去表达出来。
The most important thing is whatever the revelation that you receive from the Lord, this is how you do it.
直到有一天你对圣经的了解可能改变了，那么你的做法可能也改变了。
And until one day you view your view about the scripture may change, and therefore you may change that way.
第三点呢，保罗提醒我们呢，就是在第六到第九节。
And the third point Paul reminds us is it's in verse 6 to 9.
这个呢，就是简单来说，就是为主而活。
And simply put, and that is to live for the Lord.
你会发觉呢，保罗呢，告诉我们，无论你的决定力是很小的，或者是很大的。我们的决定必须要是为主而做的决定。
And regardless of your decision, whether it's little or small, but you actually just follow the Lord, and this is the decision you make.
好像呢，他说，好像你吃什么了，不吃什么了，这些是小的决定。但是呢，后面呢，他讲到，好像你生你的死，这个是一个很大的决定。但是，它共通点呢，就是必须要是为主而。做的决定。
And whether you actually choose to eat one thing or another, or you actually live or die, the main thing is you live for the Lord, and this is what you do.
你看第八节呢，你就发现了。
And if you look at verse 8, this is what you see.
我们若活着是为主而活，若是死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
He said, "For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's."
原因呢，就是第九节解释了，当耶稣基督复活的时候呢，神已经把万有放在他的脚下，他就是万王之王，万主之主了。
And actually, verse 9 explained that because when he died, actually God had put everything under his feet, and therefore he's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
所以呢，我们的生活应该是为了我们的主耶稣。
So therefore, we live with it, live for the Lord.
还有呢，他提醒我们呢，你怎么知道你的决定是为了主耶稣呢
？And also, he reminds us, how do you know what you're doing? You live for the Lord or for Jesus?
第六节呢，给我们一个很好的一个提示。
And verse 6 gives us a very good reminder.
就是呢，他说守日的人是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢神，不吃的人是为主不吃的，也是感谢神。
He said, "The one who observes the day observes in honor of the Lord. The one who eats eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives and thanks to God. While the one who abstains abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God."
在这个 transparency， 在这个 PowerPoint 上面呢，我引用的是 ESV， 因为呢，我喜欢它的一个翻译。
The translation that show on the screen is a English Standard Version because I prefer the translation.
他把为主守的翻译成为 in the honor of God.
Interpret actually, you do it for the Lord in sanctuary, saying in honor of God.
所以呢，就是好像给你一个意思，就是为了荣耀神呢。
And it gives you a feeling that because we want to honor Him, honor God.
所以呢，你下一次你做一个决定的时候呢，你可以问自己两个问题。
So next time you make a decision, you can ask yourself two questions.
第一个问题，你的决定是不是为了荣耀神呢？
The first question is whether or not your decision you make is to honor the God.
第二个问题呢，就是第六节后面讲到了，就是你能不能存一个感谢的心。 去做这个决定呢?
And the second one is actually in the latter part of verse 6 is can you actually give thanks to God as you make this decision?
我看过, 唐金辉牧师的一个自传,
I actually read this autobiography of Reverend Philip Tang.
他现在在香港一个很被主使用的一个牧师。
He is a pastor from Hong Kong that is well used by the Lord.
He actually
recorded one event that actually happened when he was serving as a pastor when he was young.
当时呢,他是睡在教会的。
At that time, he actually lived in the church.
那么有一个早晨呢,太阳还没出来的时候呢,他就发觉了教会的厕所。
He actually, before the sun rises, he noticed that someone in the bathroom in the church, there's someone in there.
他就进去去看看。So
he went in to take a look at that.
他发觉原来呢是一个姊妹在清洁这个厕所。So
he discovered one of the sisters was actually there cleaning the bathroom.
还有呢，他知道了这个姊妹其实她是一个很有钱的一个姊妹。
He also know that this sister is also a fairly wealthy person.
但是呢，藤牧师见到的时候呢，他就默默地退出去。
And when Pastor Tang observed that, he actually quietly and backed out of the bathroom.
他没有让这个姊妹知道他知道。
He didn't want the sister to find out that he knew.
原因呢，就是藤牧师他了解这个姊妹做这个事情是为主而做。
Because he knew that actually this sister was doing this for the Lord.
只是我们侍奉神的时候，好像包括你坚持你的领受的时候，很多时候呢，可能是没有人知道的。
And when we serve the Lord, for example, when you actually continue to being persevered with your devotion, nobody knew.
你的好像你去探访找不到这个人。
When you go have a visitation, this person is not there.
你的牺牲没有人知道，也没有人称赞你。
And whatever sacrifice you have, actually nobody knew and nor actually nobody's praised you about it.
但是我们不用灰心呢，因为我们是为神而做的时候，神就知道。
But we don't need to be discouraged because we are serving the Lord. This is what we're doing for the Lord.
最后一个保罗给我们的提示呢，是第10到12节。
And the last reminder from Paul is can be found in the verse 10 to 12.
就是我们每一个人都在耶稣的台前照账。
And that is we give our account to God.
第10节呢，保罗讲到了你这个人呢，为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看？ 弟兄呢，因为我们都要站在神的台前。In
verse 10 said, why do you pass judgment on your brother, or you, why do you despise your brother? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God.
台前这个字呢，在希腊文呢，就是 bema seat， 就是翻译叫英文的，就是 bema seat。
Because when we say we all stand before the judgment seat of God, it means
the judgment seat 这个字 is bema in 希腊文.
In Greek, the judgment seat is a bema.
其实你们大家都知道这个是什么来的.
You probably all know where this comes from.
你只是不知道这个名字而已.
Maybe you don't know this name.
因为当时就是希腊人的文化.
Because the
Greek culture.
This is part of Greek culture.
Okay. 这些运动员呢，比赛以后呢，他们就会站在台前领他们的奖。
Because all these athletes, after they race, they would actually also receive the award in front of the judgment table.
那么这个评判就是坐在这个 bema seat 这个台前，就给他这个奖。
The judge who would sit before the bema seat would give him the award.
就是今天我们 Olympic 这个颁奖的礼仪，其实就是根据这个当时的习惯。
And actually, the current day Olympics is actually follow that tradition as the athletes were awarded with the medals.
所以在这边告诉我们，将来基督徒面对的一个审判，不是一个永生跟永死的审判。
And it tells us actually the kind of judgment we receive for Christian is not whether or not it's actually eternal life or eternal damnation.
这个是一个奖赏的审判。
This is a judgment about whether or not what kind of award you're going to receive.
有些人说，哎，其实就是奖赏，就是好像我们中人说锦上添花，就是不要也没所谓啦，就是。是不是这样讲？
And actually, with this kind of award, it's almost like icing on the cake.
Yes.
Okay. And so, whether or not you have it or not, it just doesn't matter.
但是，其实你想清楚，不是这么简单啊。
But you think about it, it's not that simple.
因为你在世上70-80年的人生，就影响你永恒在神面前所得的奖赏。
But you see, the days you have on earth, 70-80 years.But will affect what kind of judgment you receive eternally.
你们中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹，你们就了解多少人呢？他为了可以进北大、清华，他们从初中到高中6年的时间，多么努力的预备自己。
And those who are from mainland China, you'll see that if you wanted to go to a prestigious university like Beijing University or Tsinghua, you know, how much work you got to have from junior high to high school, all 6 years, how much sacrifice you have to make.
原因就是他知道我在这六年里面的努力影响我以后60年的生活。
Because they recognize that what that 6 years of preparation and hard work would affect the 60 years that I have for the rest of my life.
所以今天也是一样，我们在地上怎么生活，也影响我们将来在神面前得到的奖赏。
So in the same way, how we live today would affect the eternal life that we have, the award we have in front of God.
那么你怎么能够确定我们能够在神面前得到奖赏呢？
So how do you determine what kind of reward we receive in front of the Lord?
我想就是好像保罗呢，今天在14章里面照到我们的生活。
It's just like what Paul tells us in chapter 14 here.
如果这个问题，争论的问题是跟福音有关系的，我们必须要坚持啊。
So if the issue at hand that we are arguing has to do with the gospel, we need to stand firm.
但是我不是的时候，我们就用理解去接纳对方。
So if it's not, we need to accept others with understanding.
我们不要把自己的领受架在别人的头上。
We don't actually take our own interpretation and cast it upon the head of other people.
但是呢，我们自己要坚持神给我们的领受。
But we need to insist on how the revelation we receive from the Lord.
我们的决定必须要是荣耀神，还有就是要出于一个感谢神的心。
Well, the decision that we make has to honor God and also with a thankful heart.
如果你是这样子过生活的时候，你就可以安心，因为你会在主里面得到奖赏。
If you live like that, you will be at peace because you will receive the word in front of the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们谢谢你，你从世界不同的角落把我们拯救过来。
We thank you that you have drew us from the four corners of the earth to come before you.
我们也了解我们的背景会影响我们怎么去了解圣经。
We understand that our background would also affect how we interpret the Bible.
但是愿意，如果这个事情是跟福音没有关系的时候，我们可以好像十四章里面所讲的，我们接纳对方。
If it's not, nothing has nothing to do with the gospel, we will learn how to accept other people would understand it.
因为神已经受纳他们。
Because you have already accepted them.
让我们接纳对方，就好像一家人一样，成为我们一份子去敬拜神。
That we, as we accept other people, that we will receive them as if we are their part of our family to worship you together.
保守这个教会在合一上面的事情上面可以达到神你的心意。
Keep this church so as we come and when we actually come to matter regarding unity that we will please you.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.